Welcome to the Days of Praise podcast, a daily devotional by the Institute for Creation Research.
The duty of rejoicing. But let all those that put their trust in you rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy, because you defend them. Let them also that love your name be joyful in you. Psalm 5:11. It may seem strange to think of rejoicing as a Christian duty, but the scriptures do contain many commands to rejoice, and many of these are given in circumstances of grief or danger, as is the case of today's beautiful verse. Paul wrote from a Roman dungeon, "Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say, rejoice," Philippians 4:4. In the upper room, the night before he was to die on a cross, the Lord Jesus said to his disciples, "These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full," John 15:11. And then he said, "They shall put you out of the synagogues. Yea, the time comes that whosoever kills you will think that he does God service," John 16:2. But then he said again, "Hitherto have you asked nothing in my name. Ask, and you shall receive, that your joy may be full." John 16:24. If David could rejoice while fleeing from murderous enemies, if Paul could rejoice while chained unjustly in a Roman prison, if the disciples could experience fullness of joy while facing martyrdom, and if the Lord himself, for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, then our Christian duty of rejoicing in all circumstances may not be such an unseemly command after all. We can rejoice, as our text reminds us, because you defend them. Furthermore, he himself provides the joy, for the fruit of the Spirit is joy. It is not that the Christian will never know sorrow, for Christ himself was a man of sorrows, but he also was a man of joy, and in him we can be like him, as sorrowful yet always rejoicing.
If you've enjoyed today's devotional, be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts, and please rate and review so more listeners can find us. To support ICR's ministry, visit icr.org/donate. Your gift of any amount helps us reach others with biblical truth and encouragement. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll start each day with Days of Praise.